He warned them sternly not to make him known, because it was not yet his time. Jesus still needed to let his plan unfold so that they would not mistake him for who he truly was, the Messiah. They wanted an earthly Messiah that would build an earthly kingdom, and Jesus wants so much more. He wanted to build up the heavenly kingdom, and it was not his time. But that is no longer the case. He wants us to make him known. He was attracting people in numbers such that they feared he would be crushed. Why? They were drawn by his power. He was healing. They saw in him extraordinary things, and they were drawn to him because he could heal. Brothers and sisters, that's the same Jesus we have here. It's the same desire in his heart to heal, to draw others to himself. We just need to simply ask him. And yes, ask him for real physical healing. It's going on all around the world. We don't hear about it because we fixate on other things, less delightful. But it's happening. It's the same Jesus that walked the earth 2,000 years ago is here today and comes to us again, filled with power. Not a power that destroys, a power that heals. We must go to him as they did, and we must ask him, reach out to him, say, Jesus, heal me. And if it's a physical ailment, ask him. He doesn't always heal those because, again, the physical realm is, though important, because he became one of us, the spiritual healing, the healing of unbelief, those are the things that are obviously most essential to him, but he does heal physically still today. He's probably doing it right now somewhere in the world as we speak, healing a blindness, healing someone who is deaf, and he's not done, and he's going to keep doing it until he comes again. Let's ask him. But let's ask him today, in addition to those things that ail us, to heal spiritually whatever we need. Perhaps we have the envy that plagued poor Saul. He was upset. Why? Because they only said, Saul only conquered thousands, but David, 10,000s. And Saul got filled with envy. Wait a minute. He was doing great things too. But he said, but I'm not doing as well as David. Filled with envy, so much so he wanted to destroy, to kill David. All right. Envy is familiar to most of us, if not all of us. Jesus, heal my envy. Let me be grateful for the things that I have, even if I don't have everything that Susie or Johnny or Bobby have. Thank you for what I have. Heal my envy. Heal my doubts. Heal my lack of faith. Heal whatever you want to heal, Jesus. If we ask him, he will do it. But we must go to him and we must ask, because he never imposes himself upon us, but he's so close and wants to do so much for us. Let us ask him today for whatever you and I need.